Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning. How are you?
How are you? How did you get over the Easter?
I got through it as best I could.
Well, you're looking very, very well.
I was force-fed chocolate. Strapped to a couch and force-fed chocolate.
Sounds like a fun day.
Very fun day. Did you have a good time?
It was great. It was absolutely brilliant.
Good man.
We enjoyed it now.
Hasn't affected your figure or mine, so that's the good thing. So look, what have you got for me today? It can't be chocolate today.
No, it's not chocolate, but it is some lovely lamb, some spring lamb. And Easter's traditionally when a lot of people cook lamb, and we're doing the leg of lamb on Bolognese potatoes. So very
lovely.
Posh potatoes.
They are, yes.
Sliced potatoes. What you do is you get a couple of onions and you fry them off in some butter and oil. So why do we use butter and oil? The oil stops the butter from burning. So lots of lovely onions, slice them off. And you know when onions get lovely and sticky and caramelised, they're gorgeous. Lovely over a steak.
We should be living together, you and me. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? I love it.
Cook off your onions, have that all done. A little bit of thyme works really well with this. And then you get some lovely potatoes. I usually take the skin off, but you cut them quite thick. Now, don't be in none of these thin little runts of potatoes. Nice big chunky sliced potatoes onto a tray.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you cover that with stock. So you're braising the potatoes. But what you're going to do is you're going to put that lovely leg of lamb on top of the potatoes and you're going to roast it in that.
Fantastic.
You can do two things. You can ask your butcher, will he bone and roll the leg of lamb, which obviously will cook quicker. Probably easier to carve. People get nervous about carving a leg of lamb. It's actually very easy to carve. So you preheat the oven, and it's a nice hot oven, about 180, okay, and that's a fan oven, and it takes about 20 minutes per pound. So it'll take about an hour and 20 minutes, so that's why you can't have the potatoes too thin,
of course,
or they'll be gone to mush.
You'll have
a sloppy al puree, and you don't want that, you want a little bit of texture.
Pouring them onto the plate.
If you find your potatoes are cooking too fast, you can just lift off your lamb, put it onto another tray, take the potatoes out, let them rest, and then finish off your lamb. Cook it as you want to.
Lovely.
But I'll tell you what's in this, Marty, it's just lovely flavour, it's a one tray kind of a roast, that's what I'm trying to get at. Serve that with some buttered peas. I love carrots, and I love carrots just sliced, steamed, finished with butter, finished with maple syrup or honey, and that's it. The twins love it,
with
a roast
nice
chicken. It's tasty, just a little bit of sweetness in there.
Do you do them al dente?
Oh, of course. Well, not too al dente, but not soft and mushy, but a little bit of a bite.
Soft and mushy.
I agree. A little bit of a bite, al dente. Yeah. You're showing off your Italian.
That's only
your
me.
Italian.
Or French even. Anyway, whatever it is.
So, Marty, that's it then. I've said to serve it with spinach, but that's an option. Buttered peas, I think, are lovely. Some carrots. You have your potatoes. You actually have your kind of sauce that can be your gravy if you want to, or you can do a nice roast gravy if you want to. From the juices, make that up, a little bit of flour, red wine.
Would you go for the gravy?
Well,
again,
if you're braising the potatoes and you're getting all the flavour from the lamb into the potatoes, and that's why this is a classical dish that is just beautiful. And, you know, we talk about our beautiful Irish lamb. You know, like, the farmers have got so smart, and now we can enjoy lamb all year round.
Did you see the sheep in the paper the other day had four lambs?
You're joking.
It's the second year that she's given birth to four lambs.
That's eight she's done
into
that's incredible.
But
I'll tell you what gives our lamb a very unique flavour is the rain and the grass, and never I suppose that's something very special about it because we get so much rain. But it's a thing that gives a great flavour.
But you say that about all our products that come from the farm, like the milk. And boy, it's so lovely.
And I suppose with your lamb this time of year, just make sure it's Board B quality, because then we're buying of Irish farmers, and that's what it's all about.
Sure.
You know, it's a hard life, it's a busy life, and you know, the more we support them, the better. It's a win-win for everyone. You've met them at the plough, and you've great fun and a bloom.
And you're very supportive of them.
Yes, you have to be.
So
now, dessert.
So we've had the spring lamb.
Yes.
And the Bunisher potatoes, so now we're bursting for dessert. What have you got?
Got a pavlova. My mother's recipe, and this is done with some raspberry and white chocolate, which is a lovely. We're getting the chocolate in there, Marty.
Yeah, for sure.
He's licking his lips.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about making the pavlova, and this can be done if you want a day or two ahead. I mean, the pavlova made, not filled, because you'll have it eaten.
True.
So, four egg whites, bring them to room temperature. So, what do we do with the egg yolks? You can make a custard, you can freeze them, you can make a bernaise or a Hollandaise sauce, but don't throw them out, you know, because they're beautiful.
Sure.
So, you whisk up your egg whites, and then you slowly add in about 8 ounces of caster sugar. So, it's not the granulated sugar, it's the caster sugar we use. Slowly add it in, don't throw it all in at once. Then, to give you that lovely kind a marshmallow effect. 2 teaspoonfuls of cornflour goes in at the end, and a teaspoonful of white wine vinegar. So that's what gives you that lovely spongy soft. I don't know if you like that in a pavlova. You want it kind of soft and spongy in the middle, not dry and brittle.
My current wife's signature dish.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, tell me her secret recipe. Come on.
Possibly. I couldn't possibly.
Come on, put it in your book.
Yeah, give it, absolutely. There must be another book coming. Just desserts with Nevin.
Just, I love it. Nevin Sweet Tooth. And Marty's Sweet Tooth.
Oh, yeah, we can be a gig, are you? Thanks. Go on.
Marty, into this, and we're putting vanilla extract, which is nicer and more natural than vanilla essence. Also, what I like, it's not in the recipe, grated orange zest and grated lemon is beautiful. So you're getting that lovely citrus feel, which works really well, especially with the raspberries and especially with the... the white chocolate, so it does. Okay, oven temperature 150. So you put it in there, so you whip up your egg whites, add in your sugar, then add in your other cornflour, white wine vinegar, your vanilla extract can go in. Usually at the start, I usually put it in. Then what you do is reduce the temperature down to 120, okay? So that's really, really important. So you start off in a hot oven, 150, as I said, and then reduce it down to 120. You bake it for about an hour and a half, roughly. And then the key is this, until it's pale brown, and very, very
pale
light.
Brown, yeah.
It has to be now. Can't be really coloured or else the oven's too hot. If you find that it's brown a little bit too much, just reduce the oven. Don't panic about it. It's very, very simple.
It can go wrong, the pavlova.
Well, it can go wrong in a few things that you add the sugar too quickly.
Yeah.
Is that maybe you get some egg yolk into the egg whites, which stops the egg whites from whipping up, to be truthful with you. And you do it in an electric mixer, the KitchenAid. Don't be doing it by hand.
Right,
you do it by hand. The arm will be wore off.
So
what I usually do is turn the oven off, leave the door slightly ajar, so that means it's open but it's not fully open, and then to cool completely. So that can be done a day or two if you're going to keep it airtight container covering cling film or tin foil. The filling, whip some cream with some ice and sugar. We call this creme chantilly. Say that again, Martin.
Creme chantilly.
I love it. Brilliant.
Creme chantilly.
A little bit of ice and sugar, vanilla seeds, or you can use the vanilla extract.
What does that mean?
Lemon zest, sweetened cream.
All right, okay. Fair enough. Ask a silly question.
No, fair enough. Good question. I love it. Good man. So whip up your cream, add in your lemon zest or rind into this, a little bit of vanilla seeds or vanilla extract, and then what you do is it'll just hold its shape. Double cream is probably the best to use, or you could use simply better of a lovely Jersey cream, not made in Jersey but from Jersey cows. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, don't get that often.
No. Very few. I think it's produced from a farm in Cork, so it is. Yeah.
Really?
So yeah, the little village dairy is the name of the company. The farmers, they're
really
gorgeous. Yeah. So whip that up. Anyway, double cream is perfect. Your lemon zest, vanilla. Put that onto your pavlova. Some lovely raspberries. Listen, raspberries aren't in season at the minute. They'd be imported, but that's okay. I tell you why I like the raspberries, because they work really well with the white chocolate, and they're tangy, they're tart. During the summer, we'll be using lots of Pat Clark strawberries, but you can actually get his strawberries frozen. So if you got them, actually, that's a good idea. I'm just thinking on my feet here.
Yeah.
You got the frozen strawberries, let them defrost, cut them into chunks over your whipped cream, grated white chocolate, and then serve it up. And it's one of these things.
Or maybe a bit of flake sometimes.
What?
We like flake as well.
There's a chef in you somewhere, Marty, I'll tell you.
I can whip up an old vanilla, give me a bowl of Häagen-Dazs and I turn it into...
I love it.
Don't want to turn it into... But anyway, yum. Chantilly laces.
I love it. What sauce are you going to play?
What sauce am I going to play?
I'm on the sauce.
Well, you have been. There is a song called Chantilly Lace.
Is there?
There is. By the Big Bopper.
God, you're something.
No sign of him now. But there is a Chantilly Lace. Chantilly Lace. We can play that because we are using... What's it called?
Creme Chantilly.
Cue the Big Bopper.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet man.